But the battle did not end quickly. Despite the Condor Legion and the mercenaries from Morocco, despite the appearance of Hitler's generals in Spain, generals of the Luftwaffe, Heinecke and Sperle, General von Thoma of the future Africa Corps, General von Richthofen, Heinz Guderian, future panzer commander in Poland, France, and Belgium, Admiral Canaris of the Nazi intelligence service, despite the influx of forces from Italy, despite the 88mm guns, despite the airplanes, the Blitzkrieg, despite the overwhelming superiority of war machines in the hands of the fascists, despite all this, the Republic held on. Belatedly, the Soviet Union and Mexico sent aid to the Republic, the only countries in the world to do so. But defenders of Spain rose all over the world. From America came volunteers to defend the Republic, writers, cooks, working men, the Abraham Lincoln Brigade.
Say of them, they knew no Spanish at first, and nothing of the arts of war at first. How to shoot, how to attack, how to retreat, how to kill, how to meet killing at first.
Say they kept the air blue, grousing and griping, arid words and harsh faces. Say they were young, the haggard in a trench, the dead on the olive slope, all young, and the thin, the ill, and the shattered, sightless, in hospitals, all young.
Say of them they were young. There was much they did not know. They were human. Say it all. It is true. Now say when the eminent, the great, the easy, the old, and the men on the make were busy bickering and selling, betraying, conniving, transacting, splitting hairs, writing bad articles, signing bad papers, passing bad bills, bribing, blackmailing, whimpering, meeching, garroting. They knew and acted, understood and died. Or if they did not die, came home to peace that is not peace. Say of them, they are no longer young. They never learned the arts, the stealth of peace, this peace, the tricks of fear.
And what they knew, they know.
And what they dared, they dare.
From the concentration camps of the Third Reich, escaped, they came. From the underground to Madrid, German volunteers to fight their Nazi countrymen on Spanish soil. From Germany, the Ernst Thälmann Brigade to defend the Republic. Fiercely dedicated sons of Luther and Marx.
Spanish heaven spread their brilliant starlight high above our trenches in the plain. From the distance, morning comes to greet us, calling us to battle once again. Far off is our land, yet ready we stand. We're fighting and winning for you. Freiheit! We'll not yield a foot to Franco's fascists, even though the bullets fall like hail. With us stand comrades. They are fearless, and for us there can be no retreat. Beat the drums! Bayonets at ready! Forward, march! Victory is our reward. With our freedom banner, smash their columns. Forward, march! Thälmann Battalion! Freedom!
They came to defend the Republic and die for the Republic.
Hans Beimler, deputy in the Bavarian Diet. thrown into Dachau concentration camp early in 1933. One of the first and only prisoners to escape from Dachau, he killed his guard and walked out of the prison in the uniform of the SS he despised. Arrived in Madrid as leader of the International Brigade Volunteers, November 1936. Chief Political Commissar of the International Brigade.
A bullet came a-flying from his fascist fatherland. The shot struck home. The aim was true. The rifle barrel well-made, too. A German army gun. A German army gun.
With heart and hand I pledge you, while I load my gun again.
You will never be forgotten, nor the enemy forgiven.
Hans Beimler, comrade.
Hans Beimler, comrade.